Welcome back. So in the great social and political and moral battles of our time, there are participants and then there are bystanders. Chris Elston is a father who recognized that one of the greatest battles of our age is the fight over transgenderism. So Chris decided he wasn't going to be a bystander. He was going to stand up and fight against this insanity because he knew that decades from now, we would recognize the atrocity that was committed against young children in the name of fake medicine. And Chris wanted to be able to proudly say that he fought against this instead of meekly going along with it. It's noble. So for the past 2 years, Chris has become Billboard Chris. He's been traveling all across North America battling against child mutilation and extremist gender ideology. He's been raising awareness of the devastating harms caused by supposedly safe puberty blockers and the irreversible consequences of mutilation surgeries. Chris has laid out the truth that puberty blockers are not fully reversible like the liars in the trans lobby and the press have insisted. That puberty blocking pills cause lifelong health problems, sexual dysfunction. They can even lower IQ points. The vast majority of children grow out of gender dysphoria unless they're manipulated into receiving irreversible treatments before they're old enough to understand what they're actually doing. And then, of course, they get involved with drugs and then drug dealers, and then they're murdered by drug dealers. And then, of course, the suicide rates. We could go on and on. It's all heroic work. Well, last week, Chris's efforts got him assaulted on camera by a transgender freak show. Look.
Why do you think they're getting that kind of representation? I mean, it's clearly was aggressive, violent assault.
You suck. You suck. F*** you. You're not wanted. F*** you. You're a f***ing idiot. You're a f***ing idiot.
I don't know what to say. F*** you. These police officers are mostly indoctrinated as well.
Everyone here.
They're afraid of the mob.
Because you're a f***ing idiot.
I'm afraid to do anything to the law and order,
you,
that
you,
they'll
you,
be the end of this abuse.
You,
so it's hardest from all around.
You
probably want to. How do you keep your
you, you,
what's up?
How do you keep your
you,
user?
Of course, a lot of that had to be edited, what for our DirecTV and Dish Network affiliates, but you can pretty much make out exactly what it is that they're saying. Chris was attacked before this attack. The cops did nothing for him the first time, and of course, meanwhile, they did nothing for this one either. Also, they blamed him for the attack afterwards. Awesome. Billboard Chris joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. So the cops did nothing to help you. They just watched you be assaulted. Why? Why is that?
This isn't my first run-in with Vancouver police. I don't really have an answer to your question other than I think the last thing they want to do is to be seen putting a so-called transgender person in handcuffs. They're just afraid. I've been arrested twice by the same police force after I was assaulted. That's all on camera too.
Yeah, you just said something interesting that I want to back up for a second.
Yeah.
You said that they're afraid to put a transgender person in handcuffs. Why?
Well, the narrative that the left pushes and the government pushes and the medical system and all the schools and the police force apparently too, is that this is the most oppressed group in the existence, in the entire existence of humanity. These poor men with lipstick are just so oppressed and they're subject of a genocide. And there's so much violence being perpetrated against them. Yet, where are all these video clips of them receiving violence? I've been assaulted 25 times. There's been none going the other way. Kids are getting killed. People are getting assaulted all over the world. My friend Alex Stein gets assaulted on a weekly basis. Kelly J. Keen and some grandmothers in New Zealand a week or two ago got run out of town by a mob of 2,000, poured tomato juice on her head. These people use violence to silence, and they have immunity from authorities, apparently.
Yeah, and then they get supported by our criminal regime in the wake of a shooting by one of these transgender, mentally ill freak shows. It took the lives of three precious, innocent children, 9 years old. The three adults, the teachers there at this Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. And immediately afterwards, this overaged prostitute, Madonna, does a benefit to benefit the trans community. Says nothing about the lives that were taken by this freak show. I mean, what end will this country and government go to protect these people and continue to push this and normalize this? And why? Why do you think that is? I mean, if I were the president right now, I would reopen insane asylums and these people would all be incarcerated.
Well, that's what a normal person would do. Joe Biden has been a trans activist going back several years. His own foundation, the Biden Foundation, has been donating to a separate foundation called Gender Spectrum, which pushes all this propaganda into schools and everything. His son, Bo, passed legislation in Delaware, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years ago for trans activism. The entire Democratic Party is being held hostage by the far left of their party, who are true believers in this cult of gender. And make no mistake, this is a cult. There are true believers, there are some unscrupulous individuals, and there are profiteers as well. But there are a lot of true believers who think that we have a gender identity which trumps our biological sex. And if you teach children that they have a gender identity, the next thing they're going to have to figure out is, well, what's mine? And when they look at the resources, this whole thing is just based on ridiculous stereotypes, personality, jobs, hobbies, likes, dislikes, roles, expectations. This is what this is all about. But my message is there's no right way to be a girl. If a girl wants to climb trees and play in the dirt and throw around a football, well, she's a beautiful girl. Yet now they're being led to believe that they're really a boy on the inside and they won't find happiness unless they medically transition. This is evil.
Yeah, this is the eradication of Christianity and God's creation 100%. When you say that it's a cult, this is actually the manifestation of demons. Those were demons that you were dealing with manifesting right next to you there during that assault and presumptively all of the others. And you say that, you know, all of these people continue to get assaulted, so you must feel very, you know, this must be very important to you. Why do you keep continuing to go out there and subject yourself to this kind of rage?
Stu, I'm a dad. That's why. And I'm a dad of two girls, and it's mostly girls who have been affected by this. We have tens of thousands of children being sterilized, half of whom have autism, many of whom have been abused or have trauma or have been sexually abused. Kids from the psychiatric units are being sent straight to the gender clinic and receiving drugs in many cases. But I'm not going to look back at my life in 40 years and say I did nothing about this most insane child abuse scandal in mankind's history.
Imagine if there were a million Billboard Chris's that said, nope, F that, I'm not going to take that. As a post-apocalyptic warlord myself, I would absolutely criminalize transgenderism and I would lock all of these people up. That's what I would do. I mean, I think that it should be a crime to mutilate children. I would also lock up all of the fake doctors that are doing this and the parents who are allowing their kids to do it and the teachers who are grooming kids into transgenderism. Of course, that's what we should absolutely do. I've been chastised for that. I mean, do you think that that's going too far? Is that hyperbolic to say that?
No, I don't think it's hyperbolic at all to say that it's criminal to cut off the breasts of 12-year-old girls, which is happening at Kaiser Permanente in Oakland, California. I've got the psychiatrist there, Kellen Lackhart, admitting to this on video. They're turning boys' penises inside out when they're 16 years old and creating neo-vaginas. But because these kids were on puberty blockers, their penis never grew, so they're cutting out some of their colon, cutting out some of their stomach to form the lining of this wound, which has to be dilated for the rest of their life. I'm sorry to get graphic, but this is absolutely obscene. These people are criminals. They are child abusers, and we don't let child abusers walk free in society. They should be in jail.
So what about the people who say, you know, look, I don't care. You know, the violent ones, sure, lock them up. But I just don't care how a trans person wants to live their life or a homosexual wants to live their life. I mean, why do we care so much? Why do we care?
Well, parents don't have the right to abuse their kids. And we can't live in a society that is indoctrinating millions of children to believe there's such a thing as a gendered soul or a child being born in the wrong body. And when you're teaching an entire generation of children that they might have been born wrong, that is something that we just simply cannot tolerate. We have to put an end to it, and we have to restore some sanity because our civilization is going the way of Sodom and Gomorrah. And what are we going to do? Are we going to stand by and let these radical leftists run the show and put people in prison for objecting to the sterilization of their own kid like has happened in British Columbia where I'm from? I'm certainly not going to.
Yeah,
parents just need to learn what's going on.
He blew up two entire cities over this, Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. He blew them up completely. He's casting judgment on our nation right now. So I agree with everything that you're saying. Obviously, I ask the questions because, you know, guest perspective is important. You're out there on the front lines. You're handling this. So big story. What's the big story? Well, how do you stop it? Like, do you have any ideas like how to actually affect major change?
Well, we are affecting major change. About 20 states have either passed or are in the process of passing legislation to stop this child abuse. But the first step is always creating awareness, because nobody was talking about this a year ago. It wasn't even in August. I was meeting with members of the House Oversight Committee, some of their staff. They didn't want to touch this issue. They just wanted to talk about sports, because that's an easy win. Everyone sees Leah Thomas destroying this female competition, and they know this is wrong. But in just 8 months now, the whole conservative movement is talking about this. All the red states are passing legislation. And as we continue to create awareness, this will bleed over into the purple and eventually the blue states and even countries like Canada. But first, people need to learn what's going on, because when parents learn what's going on, this will come to a crashing halt, as it has done in other countries. But then we still have a fight on our hands. There's still a whole bunch of other stuff going on. But this is priority number one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the whole sports thing, women in sports, men in sports, men and women sports, all of that is just red meat. It's meant to rile up a base to make people think that your elected representatives are actually doing something when they're really doing nothing to move the ball at all whatsoever. If they really mean it, if they really want to protect your children, they'll criminalize transgenderism. They'll criminalize the puberty blockers and the mutilation surgeries. They'll throw people in jail and they'll execute the fake doctors, because when you're doing this, you're taking kids' lives. And for taking a life, you should pay with your own. I think the death penalty should absolutely be on the table for these fake doctors. A precedent was set for that at Nuremberg 1, and Nuremberg 2 is coming forthwith. Billboard Chris Elston, thank you for all of your efforts. We really appreciate you bringing attention to this, and your insight is fantastic. Hope you have a great Good Friday and Easter weekend. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of The Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and The Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.